I was having a debate with someone online, of course, a debate with someone the other night, and a minor point ended up becoming the major point. And that is the idea. The person I was debating was claiming that something, an entity, a person, a process, a thing, an object, anything really, an object or a thing is either the result of design or the result of random processes. So something is either designed or it's the result of chaos or randomness. And if you, I won't bore you with what the actual argument was, because I actually found this, because at first glance it sounds reasonable. Sure. I mean, if something isn't designed to be the way it is, then the way it is the result of random forces, surely. Chance. Dice roll, so to speak. But as the conversation progressed, I found myself arguing no, there's a third way, and the more I think about it, even a fourth. I don't think that it's a true opposite to say that something is either random or designed. I actually think something can be neither random nor designed, and I also think that something can be designed and random. To give an example, I don't think it's too, I mean, obviously something like a car is, it's not random. Cars are not random. They have certain predictable design elements about them, and they're clearly designed. Not only do we know they're designed, but even if we'd never seen a car before, there's quite a lot of evidence in the car itself, in the end product, that it is the result of design. On the other hand, if we build a random number generator, which is quite easy, there's one in every computer, if we build a random number generator and get it to spew out a list of numbers, that list of numbers, not the random number generator itself, but that list of numbers is random. But it's also the product of design. We designed that list to be random. So you can have designed things that contain order and structure and predictability, such as cars, tables, chairs, but I think we can also design things to contain randomness. Similarly, I think there are things out there that contain the appearance of design. Certainly, they contain predictability, order, structure, and yet they're all the evidence strongly suggests they're not designed by anything remotely like a mind. Crystals, for example, show order and regularity. Gravity appears to be consistent, not random. Crystals don't appear to be random, at least not entirely, and yet they're not designed, as far as we know. So there, that would be an example of something that is neither designed nor random. I would call them natural. The fourth category, the fourth possibility, is a bit harder to wrap your head around. Can something be not designed and random? It's tempting to point at things like rocks rolling down hills for no apparent reason because of gusts of wind as something that is not designed. There is no mind designing the path of the rock, but neither and the path is mostly random, although it always falls downhill, I guess. But then the debate, I remember the debate got sidetracked into what is random? Is there truly such a thing as random? Is anything truly random? I mean, if we knew all the facts, the size and weight of the rock, its initial momentum and velocity, the exact surface and nature of the hill it was rolling down, would we be able to predict its path? I think we could. We wouldn't even need to know everything, just a lot, and we could predict its path with a great deal of accuracy. Does that mean the path is not random? Yes, these are the kinds of things I think about late at night. I live in my head.